Let's talk to Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design. He's our gadget guru here on Mark Murphy at Breakfast. Good morning to you, Matt. You were quite an early adopter with these things, weren't you?
Yes, I used to be interested in dash cams. They were very, very popular in Russia a few years back. They sort of took caught on there because of the corruption that happened so much in road traffic accidents and things like that. So, yeah, I've had three, actually, that I've reviewed. I've been using one for about 2 years now, and a new one's just dropped through the letterbox in the last few days. So yes, they're very, very useful actually, and they provide additional sort of safety as well. Like the ones I've been trying have got lane departure warning and collision detection and collision avoidance and things like that, and reminding you to take a break if you're on a long journey. So they sort of have a variety of added value, but obviously the main thing is that if you do have an accident or something happens whilst you're in your car, then you've got documented footage of it, and it is considered, I think, legally as a independent witness.
Yeah, and back and front as well?
Well, the one I've got now, just arrived now, is front-facing, but also has cockpit-facing as well. So it would suit someone that was maybe a chauffeur or a taxi driver or someone like that, because it records what's going on in the cockpit as well.
Right. Some people have a dash cam for the dashboard at the front, but also one fitted to the rear of the vehicle as well.
That's right. I mean, you know, you can imagine when you're driving that problems could occur from either the front or the back of your car. And we've seen footage, I think BBC Suffolk, or sorry, not BBC Suffolk, but Suffolk Police had footage of an incident that happened, which if they hadn't have had that rear-facing camera, then they wouldn't have been able to sort of justify what happened. So, yeah, they're very, very good. They easy to fit, easy to manage, because they simply just keep recording. So you end up with 2 or 3 hours of footage, and then it will start overwriting the older footage. So you don't have to worry about filling up memory cards or anything like that. You just fit them, plug them into your cigarette lighter or power socket, and off you go.
You've also had one on your crash helmet for when you've cycled. Did that ever pick up anything?
Well, the helmet cam, yes. That was that's a deterrent for if you're a cyclist. It's a deterrent having a helmet cam, because if a driver is going to start shouting at you, or even a pedestrian, then they see you've got a camera. But in one case, I was quite severely verbally abused by two female drivers, actually, as I was going to work one day, and the appalling language they were using, which sort of upset me, really. I spoke to the police, and they said, "You didn't have a helmet cam on, did you?" And I said, "Well, actually, I did." Went to the police station in Ipswich. They reviewed the footage, and that person was not prosecuted, but had a caution for using unacceptable language. So I think they had a community resolution order.
Okay.
So I felt that something had happened, and I was upset, and it's unnecessary to abuse people. You wouldn't do that if you were normally standing in front of them, but it appears to be the case if people are driving that they tend to get quite hot under the collar. So
yeah, they certainly do.
Very useful.
Matt,
very useful
thank you
indeed.
Good to talk to you from Matt Porter Web Design.